Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
I had just proposed to my now wife, Meredith, and soon after that, I had a friend, a mutual friend of mine, and one other pastor.
Are you saying she was the sweet part?
She is all types of sweet, my friends.
Go ahead.
Thank you. We're planning a wedding. We're in the middle of trying to figure out all of these different plans, and a friend of ours had said, hey, I have this pastor friend of mine who is looking for a youth pastor. Would you kind of have that conversation with him? And I was already in youth ministry, and I had already kind of felt this tug that was in my heart for a transition that was going to happen. And so this felt like the natural thing. This all started making sense to me, so I said, all right, let me walk this out and see what's going on. So I had met with a pastor, I had met with the pastor and his wife, they had met my wife, we had met with their board of deacons, and just began to develop all these relationships, and I thought everything was going okay. But it's just, there was all of these little steps that were just not yet, just not yet, just not yet. There were points where we had said, all right, we're gonna make a decision here at this date, and the decision was then pushed off. There were these different things that just kept happening. And in that time, I had tried my hardest to be as patient as I could, but I kept getting really frustrated because I thought, all right, this is gonna finally happen. This is gonna finally happen. It's all gonna make sense. But step by step by step, it all started to make less sense than when I initially started. And I was sitting there trying to figure everything out, and it even came down to the point where a month or so before me and Meredith were about to get married, we had to commit to the apartment that we were looking at that was within driving distance of that church.
And the pastor suggested you...
And so in conversation that I'm having with him, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to say, hey, you got to give me something solid here. Should I go and take this lease? And he encouraged me and my wife to take the lease.
Your wife-to-be.
My wife-to-be at the time, yes. And so we were figuring it all out and we thought this was a big step of faith. We're going to do this. And soon after that, I got a phone call from him, and he just said, listen, I don't think this is going to work out. He pulled the offer off of the table.
So you had left your position at the previous church.
I had left my position at the previous church and helped the other pastor there find my replacement.
So you couldn't go back.
There was no
going
back.
Somebody was already replaced you.
Right.
You had a promise or a pretty assured position.
Right.
And you went into a lease on your apartment.
Exactly.
Because he suggested being near the church.
Exactly.
And you're going to get married in a month.
Right. And the only thing I have in terms of income is working in the Life Center building and maintenance, kind of sweeping floors, mopping floors, trying to figure out some hours. And Gretchen was great in helping me out with all of that. And that was all I had. So I went from, for years, I was ministering the gospel to in a year span, anywhere from 1,000 people to 5,000 people. And then all of a sudden, the only thing I have in front of me for my hand to do is to mop floors.
Well, you just pump the brakes there for a minute.
Amen.
He's going to get married in a month, gets an apartment and a lease, and the offer to come minister there is taken off the table. Mm-hmm. And the only thing you have to support is you're working here at the Life Center and you're cleaning the place.
Right.
So you go from the pulpit and ministering around the world to maintenance.
Right.
How'd you feel?
Awful. I felt terrible.
Kind of like?
Yeah. A lot like baking soda.
And baking soda in isolation is horrible. But it's needed for the finished product.
Right. And there were times when I was going through that entire process that I wanted God to remove that hardship that we were going through. And even if it came down to the point where I had to feel it all, but somehow you can just give supernatural peace to my wife, that's fine, let me bear that. I don't want to have to go through this stuff. I don't want her to have to go through this stuff. I don't want to face these things that we're facing. So I wanted to pray. I was praying for God to remove certain things out of my life so that I didn't have to see it all through. But
anybody ever pray for God to remove bad stuff out of your life?
But I think there's something to show that you and I have no idea the reason why God's putting us through all of these things. Because at the end of the day, all of these things are going to produce something good for His glory.
Amen.
And so the removal of a certain ingredient, even though that may be what you and I want to do in that moment, the removal of a certain ingredient is going to ruin the end product.
Say that one more time, bro.
The removal of a certain ingredient, the removal of a certain struggle might ruin the end product that God has for you. And so even though, going back to what you said, that frame by frame, I wasn't recognizing what was happening. I was upset not being able to put any of the pieces together. God had an end result for me that I wasn't able to see at the time.
Amen. So then I needed some help. I was getting my membership class together and the graphics, and he's just a brilliant graphic artist, and he's great with words. And so I was saying, how do we word this? And he put some graphics together. And so just organically, we started to work together, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, you need him. Fountain needs him as part of the team. And so I offered him, of course, to come aboard here, and we're blessed by Pastor Reuben and Meredith and their ministry here. And it turned out good.
Right.
The cake is good. But I want to share this with you, because your definition of good, and this is as much important in the whole message as everything we've just shown you about how everything in life is needed, even though you hate it and it's distasteful, it's needed for the finished product, the good. But we're sitting here, God causes all things to work together for good. But your definition of good and God's definition of good could be very different. For most of us, good is my happiness, my success, plenty of money, a great relationship. In general, we think the good is a better set of circumstances. And that works in fairy tales. But I'm going to tell you, God's good is not always a better set of circumstances.
Right.
Well, what is God's good? Now, for Reuben, a better set of circumstances and coming to the Fountain of Life and coming on staff, that was good. But the good you and I hope for in the better set of circumstances is not God's idea of good. And I'd like to show you in the next verse, as we bring this to a close, what good is. For those who God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son. Everybody, could you lean in here at the end of the message? God causes all things to work together for good. What's the good? A better set of circumstances? It might happen. That might not happen. That's fairy tales. God's definition of working everything together for good, the good God's talking about, is conforming you and I to the likeness of his son, Jesus Christ.
That's good. That's really good.
And you want to know what? After the foreclosure, you may never get the house back. If they repo the car may never come back. If you get divorced, he may never come back.
Right.
But the good is not a better set of circumstances. If in all of the things in life conform you and I more to the image of Jesus Christ and the likeness of Christ, that's the finished product.
Right.
Oh, somebody say it. That's the finished product.
Right.
Coming through life, and he develops character in me, and patience and trust. And if all those things develop a Christ-likeness in me, that's the finished product.
That's good.
So, Pastor Reuben.
Yeah.
To wrap it all up. I mean, you got a position in Fountain of Life, and that was a better set of circumstances, but that's not the good,
right?
Ultimate good. What did God do in your character?
Yeah. I, through that brokenness, through that broken season that I was in, I felt so dependent on God. Because it felt through every turn, there was nothing that was solid. Everything I thought was solid and logical ended up falling in front of me. And so I grew in my dependency of God, where He no longer became my last resort, but my first call.
You work on some of the fruit of the Spirit there, maybe patience and
for sure.
Trusting Him, His faithfulness.
Yeah.
Going through all of that you went through, and everybody in this room can relate because we've all been through things that we hated and that it seemed like everything we hoped for is now not there.
Right.
And could it be that God is looking for us to trust Him and depend on Him?
Right.
God is more interested in your character than your convenience.
Yep.
And sometimes the conveniences are removed that God might develop character in us. For everybody that's, and I'd like to invite you to stand. You've been sitting for a while. Thank you, Pastor Reuben, for your help, and
absolutely,
thank you for sharing your testimony as well. I'd like you to stand with me. I've asked the team to just lead us in a chorus as we get ready to close our service. I've never done this before. You might think, well, he probably did that at some other church. I never did this before, so it was all new to me. But as I was preparing the message, I thought how all the things that go into a cake are not good in isolation. But when you work them together, it produces something really, 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 really good. And everything that you're going through, if you look at it one frame at a time, one chapter at a time, it's not good. But God is working it together to make you more like His Son. That's the finished product. That's the finished product. And that's what we all. So today, whatever you're going through, don't run from it. Don't run from it. Don't shake your fist at it. Embrace it, because God is making a cake.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131. Or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.